if I truly love myself, if I truly trust that the universe is good and it will give me what I need and hopefully what I want, then why would I even try and micromanage that?
Welcome, welcome to PS I Love Me, the podcast. I am your host, Gina Swire, international self-love expert, coach, author, and manifesting queen. And I am on a mission to help a billion women fall madly in love with themselves and get everything they want in their life. And that, my friend, includes you. This podcast is for down-to-earth women who love spirituality, manifesting, and laughing at life's challenges. And remember, with self-love, anything is possible.
Okay, so in Gina's world right now, wow, things are just in flow, so to speak. So I'm in LA, some of you may know. I have recently been to Burning Man. I've just done a whole podcast on the Burning Man situation. So if you want to learn more, if you want to listen more, most of it is like juicy, kinky stories. And yeah, I've been integrating from then. And since I got back from Burning Man, I've just been absolutely on fire. Just my magnet has been inwards for like a year since my breakup with Vincent and since being ill last year, and just like inward focused, doing lots of learning, going on lots of retreats, doing lots of courses, being very like inward and not really connecting with anyone. Friends, yeah, but not like romantically. And then just before Burning Man, I personally had this big shift, which was just completely surrendering in all the ways. And so this is personally my theme at the moment, surrender. I feel like I'm in the most surrendered state I've ever been right now. And what this is doing, my magnet is so on. Everything is flowing. Opportunities, dates, people stopping me in the street, just like women running over to me in Whole Foods. These two women ran over to me in Whole Foods yesterday and were literally like, we need to talk to you. What is it? Like, there's something about you. And I'm literally like, I know what's going on here. This is this surrendered state. So I wanted to just kind of talk a little bit about it today, just to kind of, to share those codes with you. So being in total surrender is something that most people want to do but don't know how to, or think they are but actually aren't. And that's where I've been for a long time. And I thought I was surrendered until I surrendered and realized I wasn't. You know, so it's a little bit like forgiveness. So with forgiveness, you know, if someone's wronged you in inverted commas in the past, and you might then at some point consciously have an intention to forgive them, actually forgiving them comes in divine time, you know. So your step is to have an intention to forgive them, but actually the actual act of forgiving them, and you know when that's happened, because when you see them or when you think of them, it's just neutral, you know. You're just like, it's like, oh, I saw my ex. Oh, pass the salt, you know. It's very neutral. It's not like charged. And it's interesting because with surrender, some of us might be like, I just want to surrender to this. I just want to let this go. I just want to be free. But it's almost like it finds you in divine time as well. So this is what happened with me right before Burning Man. I was meditating with my friend, and I had all this like sadness, this sad feeling. And I was like, wow, I've really not felt any sadness for, you know, little fleeting moments, but this felt really like, so when I let myself go into it in my meditation, what came through was that I'm like, I'm micromanaging on subtle levels, not even in the conscious mind, but in the unconscious, I'm kind of micromanaging universal powers of of manifestation. And so I just let it go. I was basically like, surrendering is not that you don't want those things anymore. So for me, this was very much around romance, around a romantic relationship, around meeting this one, around becoming a mother. And this could be for you about anything. It could be around business. It could be around finances. It could be around sisterhood. So it could be around anything where you've not got the results yet that you want. And you're trying to get them. You're trying to have them. So what came through for me is that, oh, you know, goddess, God, universe has got our order. You know, if we've already had a desire, like if my desire is to be a mother, let's use that as an example, God, goddess, universe, powers that be know that they've got the order. They've got the Amazon order. It's been placed, you know, and it's this like deep remembrance of the maybe we'll get it, maybe we won't, but we have a heart's desire and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, that is amazing and beautiful. And to surrender to that desire means to just give it up, to just let it go, to give it up to the universe and be like, and this is where the self-love aspect comes in, because if I truly love myself, if I truly trust that the universe is good and it will give me what I need and hopefully what I want, then why would I even try and micromanage that, you know? Why would I even try? It's like this complete surrendering. There's no more trying. And what happens with this is it shifts the transmission. So like to give an example, I'll keep with this version of like wanting to be a mother. Not that this is me, but I'll give like an extreme example. So if someone really wants to be a mother and every guy they meet, they're like, I want to have children. Do you want to be the baby father? Like, let's do this, you know? And maybe some guys will be attracted to that, but maybe some guys are like, whoa, I'm leaning out as you're leaning in. And that's actually quite a masculine presence of like, I want this. I'm, you know, getting it. It's like penetrative. As opposed to someone who's like, yeah, who knows what I want? Like, if it's in my field, then great. If not, then great. You know, and it's very like leaned out and relaxed, and that allows things to come to you freely. So the transmission, even though I'm not, that's like a very extreme case of what I was experiencing. Or like in business, for example, if someone is really wanting to make more money or really wanting to get more clients or really wanting to sell out a program or whatever it is, and they're like, I need to sell this program. I'm going to sell it to everyone I meet. You should join my program. You know, people are like, whoa. Whereas if you're like, got this cool thing, let me know if you're into it. It's awesome. I'll just be over here doing my thing. If it's good for me, it's good for you. Then they're like, oh, this sounds interesting. Tell me more. You know, and they get to come forward for it. So same thing. So it's in this like subtle transmission, and as soon as that shifts into surrender, literally it's like your magnet is on for everything that you want immediately, and it is immediate. So as soon as I had that natural surrendering, I literally have been on 7 dates this week, and I just think it's so funny, and I'm literally like, thank you, universe, more please. Not just with men, but like, you know, with opportunities, with money, with clients, with everything, just everything is coming at me thick and fast. And yeah, it's really, really powerful. So I wanted to share that little nugget with you in case there's anything that you are consciously or unconsciously clinging onto.
If you've loved this podcast, if you have taken anything away, then do everybody a favor and please share it. Leave a 5-star review. This will help us to get noticed, to get seen, and for more of the right people to hear it.